This is Wednesday night, 7:14:21, and I'm in my office, and man, this just, bam, it was just on me. We're going to talk about surety. Surety. All right. What is surety? A person or party that takes responsibility for a debt, default, or other financial responsibilities. Recently, we had a relative ask us for money, and the only response I had at the time was, well, I'll pray about it. But in the meantime, the Lord found a way for them. The Bible's pretty strict about not being surety. In common banking terms, it'd be co-signing. Co-signing. All right, we're going to look at some scriptures here. First one is Proverbs 17:18. Proverbs 17:18 says, a man void of understanding striketh hands and becometh surety in the presence of his friend. So you see here emotions. You know, the Lord's been teaching us about learning to flow in the Spirit. And how, I mean, you think about relatives, you think about friends, and when they come and ask you for something, then your emotions get all tied up in it. Yeah. We've got to be careful of that. So, that's not a wise person, it sounds like to me, what it's saying here. A man void of understanding striketh hands. I don't care who they are. Your policy ought to be just say no. To me, it's pretty gutsy to even ask. Pretty inconsiderate to even ask. But in the type of world we live in with the socialism and people with this entitlement thing, like you owe me, they make a habit of borrowing money and not paying it back. And then they leave whoever stuck. It's just kind of the way of the system and the way that a lot of people in the world have no integrity at all. They borrow without intending to ever pay it back. And the Bible's warning us. Who knows? We may have people going to ask us in the future to borrow money. We need to lead them right back to the Father. Like, recently, the Lord said to me, you've got to let your kids know, and those that are coming out here, that you're not the source. Whose source? The Lord. The Lord is the source. Okay. Let's look at some more. Proverbs 22, or wait, let's do 2016. 2016. Take his garment that is surety for a stranger and take a pledge of him for a strange woman. In other words, you give money, they'll take your shirt too. I mean, really. You'll be the one naked and bare. And they'll be on down the road conning somebody else too. Yeah. What do you think banks are? Banks were not God's way. The system we're under, the banking, the Federal Reserve, it's all crooked. In fact, you know, we're not even supposed to charge interest or anything like that as Christians. Yeah. It sure may seem tempting at times and the right thing to do, especially when you're emotionally attached to the person. But there's nothing any worse to ruin a relationship. And if they get mad at you for saying no, I didn't say no. All I said was, well, I'll pray about it. Well, to most of my family members, they know that means no. You'd be better off to say, no, I have a policy. I don't co-sign and I don't do that, but I will pray, and if the Lord has me give to you, there won't be any strings attached to it. I'll just give it to you, and then I've sowed a seed, and then you're blessed too. Yeah. Okay. All right, go to Proverbs 22:26. Be not thou one of them that strike hands, or of them that are sureties for debts. You know, this our system is under debt slavery. Yeah. There's very few that have ever broken free of it because it is crooked. So God's kingdom doesn't have any part of that. So don't strike hands with anybody when it concerns their debts. Did you make them? No. But when you sign for them, it becomes yours, and you better be willing to fork it out if they don't come through. That's what it is. The Lord must be warning us about something. Okay, Proverbs, I missed one. I was trying to do it in sequence anyway. Proverbs 11:15. Solomon was a rich man, one of the richest ever. Had a lot of wisdom from God. He even screwed his own life up, but still, he had wisdom from God. He that is surety for a stranger shall smart for it. And he that hateth suretyship is sure. In other words, you're smart to hate suretyship. Yeah. But to co-sign for a stranger, God, you're an idiot. You'll smart for it. All right, Proverbs 6. Going backwards here. I'm going to read this whole chapter here. My son, if thou be surety for thy friend, if thou hast stricken thy hand with a stranger, thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. Do this now, my son, and deliver thyself. When thou art come into the hand of thy friend, go humble thyself and make sure thy friend. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thy eyelids. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. That's what he's saying. If you just made a pledge, you need to not sleep tonight until you make that straight and say, I can't do that. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. She's smart with her what she's got and what she does. An ant is. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou rise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come on as one that travaileth, and thy want as an armed man. Just think about this, the great reset. And the millennials, for instance, thinking about, look at that, I don't have to work. I can pay, they'll pay my school loan off. I'll have this cubicle to live in like a gerbil in a cage. But they're also subject to whatever they dictate and whatever they might want to do to them. Yeah, that's what it's talking about here. It's what debt does. A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. He winketh with his eyes. He speaketh with his feet. He teacheth with his fingers. Frowardness is in his heart. He devises mischief continually. He soweth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy? These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are abomination unto him: a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Well, I'll tell you, somebody that leaves you holding the bag, that certainly is going to sow discord among the brethren. My son, keep thy father's commandment, forsake not the law of thy mother, bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. You know, there's one thing about that, people like this. They don't want to hear your instruction. They don't want to hear anything you have to do. You may give them your shirt and do everything for them, but they don't want to hear, they don't want to obey your rules. They don't want to do anything that you ask of you, of them. They can't even keep their word. To keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue, or of a strange woman, lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom, and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals, and his feet not be burned? See, the Lord's instructed us not to mess with certain things. He's here. The Holy Spirit is here not to just get us out of trouble. He does, and he will. It's to keep us out of trouble. So he that goeth in to his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her, shall not be innocent. Men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry, but if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. Whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. For jealousy is the rage of a man, therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts. So we see, I'm thinking, man, this just sounds like the society we live in. This kind of stuff, just it's just rampant. It goes on all the time. People don't have any sense of decency. They're out to get what they can get, and they don't ever look at the consequences. Okay, did we read 20? We did, right? Did we read 11?
Yeah.
Okay, we read 20, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go to 22:7 then. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is subject or servant to the lender. Yeah. All right. There's. Go to Ecclesiastes 5. Well, really, 4 is good too. It says, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow and not pay. Sounds like to me, if we've ever done anything like that, need to make it right. Okay, Psalms 37, 21. The wicked borroweth and pay not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. That just lines up exactly what I said about, no, we don't lend to people, we don't co-sign, but we'll pray, and if the Lord has us give, we'll give it to you without any strings attached. Let me read that again. That's just too good. 37:21. The wicked borroweth and pay not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. You know what bankruptcy is? That's racking up a bunch of debt and not paying, and then going to a court and getting off the hook. You're not doing a person any favor. They're not doing people any favors by doing that. They're not learning anything by being just let off. They'll just go do it again. Kind of like a dog to the vomit. They'll just go right back to the cesspool. Just saying. All right, Romans 13, 8. Owe no man anything but to love one another. Now, a lot of people use that you can't ever borrow money, but I disagree with that, because sometimes the Lord says if He can trust you with money, there are times He'll tell you to go and borrow money. Now, somebody that can't be trusted to pay their bills or to do what they say, that's a different story. All right, let's go to Luke chapter 6. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. So that's kind of the same thing about it would be better to just give it to them than to expect them to pay you back. Some people, they just don't have that concept. They just can't do it. It says, but love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. And ye shall be the children of the highest, for He is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Okay, now go to Deuteronomy chapter 28. 28:12. The Lord shall open unto thee His good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in His season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. All right, I forgot one in Proverbs. Proverbs 28. He that by usury and unjust gain increases his substance, he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor. You could say the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. Isn't that what they've been doing to us, stealing from us? The Federal Reserve, they've got our money that they stole from us rightfully, and we have to pay interest on it back to them. And taxes! Think the IRS is, it's an evil institution. And we wonder why this world's in the mess it's in. Okay. Why is the Bible so negative about co-signing loans? Solomon, who is credited with writing most of the Proverbs, was considered a very wise man. Therefore, we should ask why not co-signing is a wise thing to do. Here's three reasons. It doesn't really help. If you help the person out, you're really not doing them any favors to do so. You need to send them to the Lord. Let the Lord teach them about proper finances. Let the Lord speak to them about their needs. Another one, co-signing is simply agreeing to debt. Now, we'll go borrow money for the Lord's sake when He instructs us to, but we're not going to go do that for somebody else's debt, that's for sure. The Bible never says that debt is sin. It does portray debt as being a type of bondage. It is. Wise Solomon, who disdained co-signing, also said the rich rules over the poor and the borrower is slave of the lender. Could it be that he wants us to help others avoid slavery by saying no to their co-signing request? I agree, yes, probably so. And the third reason, this person said, was the relationship is jeopardized. If we assume that the lender who originally turned down the loan was correct in doing so, there's a very good chance that the co-signed loan will not get paid either. If they can't get money on their own, go to a banker and get money on their own, then probably they don't have the money to pay you either. At that point, the one who co-signed will be required to make those payments, which in most cases will strain or break the relationship with the borrower. Yep. Lord knows what He's doing. All right, this is a question here. How do I handle co-signing request? I said just say no. All right. My thing is, I'm not your source. Are you depending on God in this situation? Have you even consulted Him about this situation? Are you letting what the mess you're in dictate to you what you do? Okay, one more scripture here. It's not going to be long. Matthew 6. Verse 5. This is what you need to tell them. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray, standing in the synagogues in the corner of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father who is in secret, and thy Father who seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Be honest right here. And when you pray, use not vain repetitions. The Lord sees right through it. He knows you're a con. He knows a con. He knows when someone's sincere and they're looking to the Lord for help. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask Him. After this manner pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in my finances as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So, if this happens to you and someone comes to you, and or even if you're facing your own things, Father is source. Father's provider. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Rapha. He doesn't want us looking to the world system to get our problems fixed. He wants us looking to Him. And you know what? I don't like it when someone... It's like they all have all these needs and they make them all known to me, and then it begins to pull on me emotionally. I would rather not know anything, and then the Lord can just say, do this. And see, they know then God did this. That's the way He wants us to handle it. And that way, we're not put under pressure, and they're not putting pressure on you. And that's the way that it needs to be.